From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. Maybe one of the hardest things we'll ever have to do is care for a dying parent. It's something Peter Monroe has had to do. And in his poem, Reading My Father's Bible, Monroe captures the complicated blessing and burden of being there at the end. And what I admire about this poem is the way Monroe captures the grace that can sometimes be present in these difficult labors. There's no sentimentality here, just an honest acceptance of the moment. So here's Peter Monroe.
Reading my father's Bible. Lymph nodes slowly unbolt in his sturdy frame. Speech leaving, vision going dim. Smells corrupted by ketones as his body self-consumes. Numbed by morphine, touch dispels. I smooth the big, bluff forehead that had loomed over my childhood. His skin has been slurred slightly tacky with efflux. As I groom him, he seems not to feel. He does not stir. This is not my father's first loss of senses. Hearing aids, beyond his working for years, have eroded hymns and Bible verses, word made flesh, then stilled in the tombs of his ears. But when I question him in a near shout, he can still nod or shake his head in answer. So I roar hymns. He raises a hand, counts out a beat not yet eaten by his cancer. I lean close, leaf through his broken spined Bible, and yell stories as old as any story ever written in blood. Cain slays Abel. David slays Goliath, battles rage gory, Samson slays everyone, tales I'd been told all my life. At bedtime, the man would lie beside me on the quilt and make myth unfold, breathing the words alive to my mind's eye, lulling my child mind in the advent of sleep. Seeding my dreamscapes with the sacrifice of sons, Abraham's knife glinting to reap Isaac, the long bleeding out of the Christ. I holler psalms and gospels till my voice frays under the load of loving the deaf. Let the stones ring out and the hills rejoice. I've received silence. I have nothing left. The Bible in my hands has been beaten near death, as tattered as the man who fails under my watch, chapter and verse eaten ragged at page edge. The old man exhales, rasping. I shut his ramshackle scriptures, the spine cobbled together with duct tape, the binding of the book like a vesture sloughed loose, the word within nearly escaped.
That's Peter Monroe with Reading My Father's Bible, excerpted from a longer poem, Ketogenesis Apocalypse. You'll find links to more of Peter Monroe's poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword poetry. We'd like to thank Jack Straw Productions for recording Peter Monroe's reading. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.